So let's stand as we begin our service. So we begin this new year with the name in which we were baptized, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we stand at the beginning of a new year. But even in our anticipation and hope, we continue to sin against you. Hear our prayers as we focus in silence. O Lord God, Father of him named Jesus, we have not loved you the way we ought and have sinned against you in our words and actions and have not done what you command. We know the name above all names, the name of Jesus, which means the Lord saves, and Emmanuel, God is with us. Yet so often, we do not call upon your name in time of trouble. We have misused your name and have not called upon your name as we should to pray, praise, and give thanks. With repentant hearts, we ask you to come, Lord Jesus. God has heard our prayer. God is with us. And Jesus Christ is in our midst as he promised. By his death and resurrection, he forgives our sins and opens the gates of heaven to us. By our baptism, we have been given new life as children of God. At the command and promise of Emmanuel, our Lord Jesus Christ, as a called and ordained servant of the word and in the stead and by the command of Christ, I declare that your sins are forgiven in the name that is above all names, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We greet one another in the peace of the Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In the new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Today's readings from Holy Scripture are for New Year's Day, the naming of our Savior. We read from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is from Galatians chapter 3, baptized into Christ. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
Friends, this morning's gospel lesson actually only encompasses that final verse. But to give you the sense of where this has taken place, I've added a couple of verses this morning. And so our gospel from Luke chapter 2, the familiar Christmas gospel, the conclusion of the birth of Jesus and his naming. Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Take note that here in, as we speak responsively, Psalm 8, there are portions for both men and women. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Friends, in this new year, may the grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord and Savior be with you, grow alongside of you, and be as a part of every part with your life, with your family, and as you join in family of faith. Amen. Even as we are going to be talking about the naming of Jesus, a one-verse gospel lesson, hear these words. That's one of our Christmas scripture lessons from Galatians chapter 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law so that you might receive adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through Jesus Christ. So receive me as a messenger of Jesus Christ. Dear Christian friends, as many of you know, I just got back from a 30th anniversary cruise, and it was so much fun. But when you're on a cruise like that, you learn so many things. You learn things when you go into other people's lands. You learn things about what happens when you're in international waters. You learn things about the type of people that are a part, the people that are going to be serving you on a cruise, some of which you'll see, many more of which you will not see, but all of whom are trying to make your experience a little more pleasant. And one of the things that we quickly learned is that hardly any of those people that work on these ships are from the United States. And absolutely nothing wrong with that. These people are so good at what they do, but the business of names is a little more interesting. And as you take the time to talk to these people about their names, you learn that it's very different how families in other countries and other cultures name their children versus how we do. For example, you would assume, especially based on our country here, that everybody has a family last name. Smith, Jones, Brown. I said that in early church, and wouldn't you know it, we had a Brown sitting out here in the church. I think you know who I'm talking about. But I'll assume that. But not every culture has that. We had people who, there were no family last names. Instead, there were designations. There's that name up on the screen. We'll be using it a few times. And one of the most interesting designations of all was the name, and in this case, it was a first name, that we found probably more than any other on the ship, to the point where when it comes time to write out our little comments, what we liked, and if we want to try to identify this individual, we're going to have a hard time. There are so many of them on the ship, and no, their names are not John or Paul or whatever other names that might seem to be common out there. The name was Inyoman. Really common name, isn't it? Inyoman was the name, and it's not a name. It is. It's given to them, but it simply means third born. Third born. We were given the names of what it means, the name that you're given if you're first born or second born. There weren't that many of them on the ship. Now I'm an absolute loss to try to figure out why there were so many that were the third one born in their family that were serving us. Somebody else can figure that out. I got to ask, how many out here are the third one born in their family? We didn't have anybody in early. Any of you a third born? Wow, two services, not a single one. And the ship we just got off of was full of, and it was another designation. Now just imagine that your name simply designates what you are. It's not about, you know, finding whatever it is. It's a designation. I once watched a science fiction show that where everything about this one culture was simply, it was meant to be as impersonal as possible, and everything was designations. Okay, maybe that planet that they're taking a trip to has a name, but, and maybe this is the third time that you are going to visit that planet, and in that ship there's going to be five people. And if the name of the planet is, we'll just pick a word, Galileo, and it's the third trip there, your designation is Galileo, and then maybe you are two of five, or four of five. Real personal. Galileo 2, 4 of 5. Might want to remember those, but you know, Jesus wasn't given just a name. He was given a designation. For he shall save his people from their sins. And it wasn't just he came into this world and some wise guy decided to try to name him that, so I guess he's got to try to live up for that. It was the very purpose that he was sent into this world. Yes, the Lord saves. And because the Lord came into this world specifically to save, regardless of what has happened in the years past or what is going to happen in the year now to come, we have a Lord that is still with us. We have a Lord that still saves. We have, in the name that is above all names, not just a designation but a name, someone who cares genuinely about you and at all times. Because somehow, you know, we have our own designations, and not just for people. For example, you will notice in the title of my message this morning that I have listed two designations. The first says, one of 53. What am I referring to? One of 53. What am I referring to? Well, more specifically, Sundays in 2017. There's only 52 weeks in the year, but 52 weeks plus one day. Two if it's a leap year, but which means that one day out of the week will be stumbled upon 53 times. Because New Year's Day this year falls on a Sunday, we're going to have 53 Sundays, not just 52. And that's interesting for two reasons. Number one is that whether the charter was actually signed on December 31st of 60 years ago, would be back to 1957 or not, but that's the date that's on there. And so Sunday number 53 is going to be the big anniversary celebration, still a part of this year. We don't have to worry about what's at the end of the year first. We got a lot that's going to take place. But it is interesting because much is made of the fact when you have 53 Sundays versus 52, like here in the next couple weeks, we're going to start working on our stewardship emphasis for the year. And one of the things that stewardship people like to do is when there's a 53rd Sunday, they like to remind you that, you know, we usually take care of our offerings in 52 Sundays. So when we have a 53rd Sunday, we should be designating it for something special. But let's be honest. Everything that we do with the Lord is going to be special. And even if this is the year of our anniversary celebration, we get 53 Sundays to do it versus the usual 52, they're all going to be about the same thing. You want an advanced glimpse on what some of the sermons are going to be about as we go through January and February and then April and up to through June and then September and November? Hint, they're going to be about a Savior who loved you and gave his life for you and how we are going to live in him and with him and for him and through him. In the midst of the designations of Sundays, festivals, celebrations, there's another designation. And it's more than just a designation. It is what makes you who you are. Something that at the beginning of a new year you need to be reminded about. You know, back a long time ago, you were baptized into Christ. It's a day that we may not even remember, and if we were an infant, we undoubtedly don't remember, but we didn't need to. Because the most important person that we needed to have there was there, and that was Jesus Christ. our crucified Savior, the person who saves, the person that gave his life up for you. And without a doubt, we were baptized into a certain name. We were named as we were baptized. And even though there are undoubtedly at least some amongst us, through marriage or whatever, they've had their names changed, still, our Lord and Savior knows you by name. If you want some kind of a, are you a designation up in heaven? Yes, it would be one of one. Jesus wants you to understand that him who was born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, has time just for you. That in our time of prayers, you are going to be allowed an uninterrupted audience with God himself. He's going to hear your prayers and answer them for the sake of him who was Emmanuel. God is with us, and specifically for that reason. He is going to be with you until the end of the age. And yes, no matter how many people there are throughout the world and how many that are calling upon his name, you don't have to wonder and be thinking about them. Oh, we do almost every moment of our lives. But when it comes to the care that Christ has for you, put the rest of that aside for a moment. Think about what Jesus has done, is doing, and will do for you. You know, some people like to write diaries, and for all I know, now the big thing might be something that you keep in a, you know, it might be more of a something you type up or something that you speak into dictation, it converts it somehow. But if we were to make out our own diary, how has the Lord blessed me today? It won't take long, and we'll be able to come up with a list. Some days might be longer than others. Most days we're going to forget about some of the best things that he's done because he does them for us so regularly. Some days we're going to wonder. Some days we're going to even ask, Lord, are you even here? But by the end of the year, if you go back then and review, what did the Lord do for me? It's not going to take long, and you are going to be humble. I spent this week being utterly humbled at the way that people, how hard people are willing to work to make sure that the needs of others are taken care of. And that is on a cruise ship that, for some of them, that's their sole purpose. They probably are hired by the perception of their ability to do that. And nothing against any of them. But compared to our Lord, they and you are extremely common. And yet, because of what the Lord has done, none of us are common. Each of us are unique. And each of us are being led somewhere, some way, somehow, into something that the Lord is preparing us for even now. Something that will happen this year, not necessarily something bad, but something in which you're going to see the hand of the Lord that has directed it. Many things that didn't even make sense to you a long time ago now begin to come into focus. In our prayers that we're going to be praying in just a few moments, it's a prayer that is written for the beginning of the year. Towards the end of the prayer, it does use the words, and if this is to be our last year in this world. Once we got to November 1st and a list of those that we had lost for the year had been read, we could have assumed that there might have been a couple, but I am shocked at how many people, even from November 1st, have now learned that last year was the year they were granted eternity. And it could well be that it is going to be your name that is going to be called for everlasting life this year. We can't know. But we can know that as we are called to the glory of life everlasting. Because him who saves came to save you. Him who came to save you designated you not for punishment, but to enjoy the joy of life everlasting. So no matter how it is that we are viewed, no matter how impersonal the world seems to get, no matter how many times we are brought to a threshold of wondering, will there be another year? For any of us, especially if this is the year that the Lord returns, we begin the year knowing that Jesus, the name that is above all names, was named because he came to save you from your sins. And because we are saved, this year is going to be exciting. This year is going to be filled with good things. This year is going to underscore the power of the blessings that come to us and from to us goes through us into the lives of God's people. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Our service then continues in our service folders or up on the screen with the baptismal reaffirmation that is a part of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand as we go through that section. On this day when we celebrate the lives as God has given to us in this new year, as he called each of us by name in the waters of holy baptism, let us renew our baptismal vows as we speak of the forgiveness of sins and the birth of the life of faith which God our Father bestows in and through baptism. And so to you this day, acknowledge the gifts and the grace God has given you in holy baptism. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Do you believe in him whose name is above all names, Jesus Christ, God's only Son? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You intend to live according to the Word of God, and in faith, word, and deed, remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit throughout your life. I will, by the grace of God. Please note the special prayer response that is up on the screen. We lift up our hearts to the Lord as we bow our heads in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. And from everlasting to everlasting, you are perfect in power, in wisdom, and in goodness. We worship you as our creator, protector, and provider, but above all, for your wonderful love in sending your Son into the world to free us from sin, for a life of joyous obedience to him whose name is truly above all names. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you in particular for that name given to your holy child, for it is a sign for all ages that Jesus alone is the source of all redemption and salvation for all of us. We praise you that you have set him at your right hand in the heavenly realm, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and above all other names, not only in this age, but also in the ones to come. Help us always to keep the name of Jesus holy, by a living faith in him, by obedience to his teaching and example, helping us to trust in his death for us, that our hope might be built on his blood and righteousness, not on any efforts of our own. Lord, in your mercy, we offer our thanks this day for the blessings of the past year and for the way you provided for our many needs. We thank you for family and friends, home and harvest, food and clothing, health of body and mind, work and leisure, law and government, peace and order, our preservation in the faith, and for those precious hours in which we were able to worship and commune with you. Forgive us where we have sinned. Heal the hurt we have caused. Forgive us the good that we have left undone. Deliver us from the consequences of our mistakes and transgressions. And let your blessing always rest upon us. Lord, in your mercy. In this coming year, bless our country and all its people. Give our new leaders wisdom and power to administer justice, to work for the good of all. Maintain peace in our land and on all the earth. Give success to all who work in the cities, in the towns, and in the countrysides, providing us with our daily bread. Keep us from sickness and all other ills, and crown this coming year with your goodness, so that your glory may continue among us, giving us your Spirit so that everything we do and say may be done in the name of him whose name is truly above all names, Lord, in your mercy. As all our days have been written in your book, even from eternity, we commit ourselves, Lord, now into your hands in this coming year. Help us to walk with the newness of life, using every today to love and to do your will. And if this should be our last year on this earth, may we at the appointed time end our earthly life in peace and begin the new year of eternity in your perfect presence to your never-ending praise. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, be the shepherd of our youth, the guardian of children, the health of the sick, the support of the aged. Grant that in whatever happens to us, we may see your loving hand and have the sure confidence in Jesus that in all things you work for good with those who love you. Be the defender of your people everywhere, the constant guard of our nation, prospering us, protecting us. For we ask all of these things, those many prayers that we need to ask, and for those special requests that you have granted to us, including being with Larry de Blasio as he faces surgery this coming week. And now as we lift up our hearts for someone in our own life, as we take a moment in silence to name them before you. We pray all this in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray his prayer, which we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our liturgy concludes it in the middle of page 8 with the closing prayer for grace. Let us pray this prayer together. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for bringing us safely into the new year. Give us faith to go out with courage, not always knowing where we are being led, but always assured that your right hand is leading us and your love is supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Receive this blessing into your hearts and into your homes today and throughout the new year. May the wonderful Counselor guide you, the mighty God protect you, the everlasting Father be with you, the Prince of Peace grant you his peace, the Spirit of God rest upon you, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you. Amen. Amen. Praying that you have a blessed and special new year throughout 2017, our 60th anniversary. Friends, go in peace, serve the Lord.